We will start the meeting, even though we are, Mark Winnington hasn't given his apologies as yet, but I have tried to contact him. Anyway, good afternoon and welcome to this meeting of the Standards Committee. My name is Ray Sutherland and I'll be chairing this meeting. As this is our first meeting, can I ask everyone to introduce themselves? You know me.
I'm Andrew Bailey, clerk to the committee this afternoon.
I'm Carol Dawson, the independent member.
I'm Ralph Cook, councillor of Peckside, member of the Welsh Council.
I'm Peter Jones, councillor for Ecclesfield.
And Ian.
Ian Curran, head of Lord Lambeth Administration Officer.
Great, thanks very much indeed. And I trust we've all had the opportunity to read the Local Government Association report on the model code of conduct. The government has indicated that they will respond to recommendations made by a committee on standards in public life. A significant recommendation was that the government introduce a legal sanction for breaches of the code, for example, suspension of the councillor. They also recommended that the code apply to a councillor whether or not they are acting in the public arena and not just when they're acting as a councillor. Currently, the law only applies the code to conduct occurring when acting as in an official capacity as a councillor. If that does change, the government would need to amend legislation to adopt these recommendations. So the purpose of the report is that we're asked to consider adoption of the LGA model code of conduct for members, and the recommendation is that the council be recommended to adopt the LGA model code of conduct as detailed in the appendix. And I would ask Ian Curran, head of legal services, to introduce the key issues, reason for the recommendation, and explain what options the Standards Committee have to enable us to make a recommendation to full council in September. Ian.
Chairman, sorry, before we start, could we just take the minutes and the apologies?
I'll do that.
The
minutes.
The minutes of the meeting held on the 4th of November, has everybody had a chance to have a look at those?
No. Seen
they've been on the web.
They're on the web.
And then I've got an apology for absence from Councillor Mark Green.
I'm just trying to think if anyone was here at that previous meeting. Carol was here.
Yes, I was there. We had a Zoom. Yes.
Yes.
Yep. I have a vague feeling I've sat in a room with you explaining some of this. Already.
Right, you
made some amendments, and so I must have been there. So,
yeah.
But I've seen the minutes.
Okay,
it is
on the web.
Yes.
Yeah. Happy with it?
Yes, I'm happy.
Okay,
with
thank
it.
You very
yes.
much indeed.
Well, you didn't deprive us of any privileges.
No.
Not within the minutes, no.
Good.
No.
Good.
Thank you, Chair. If I'll just quickly explain the background then to where we are. So in 2018, the Committee on Standards in Public Life was tasked by the government to look at ethical standards in local government. And they produced quite a comprehensive report with their findings and published that in January 2019. Now that report made a number of recommendations. Some were to central government, some were to local authorities directly. And as you mentioned in your introduction, examples of recommendations to central government were where they have to come into play. For example, if we want to add teeth to the standards regime by adding sanctions, formal sanctions, such as if there's a serious breach, potentially suspending a member, things like that are not contained in the current law. So that would need central government to change the legislation. Also, there's some thought about when should a council comply with a code. Should it be when they do anything in public, even if they're not officially acting as a district or parish councillor? Or should it only be when they're actually officially acting as a district or parish councillor?
Or a county councillor.
Or a county councillor, exactly, yes. So there's some modes of thought that I think, well, you're setting yourself out stand at all time, and there's some who think, well, actually I've got a right to the same rights as everyone else out there, so as long as I'm not doing it in my capacity as a councillor, I should have the same rights as other members of the public. Two trains of thought. At the moment, the law only applies the code when you're acting in your official capacity. It's not to say we shouldn't encourage that high standards are maintained for members otherwise, and social media, I think, is the big hot spot for that. You can catch people out, especially when they think there's a grey area between, am I acting as a councillor and put this post out or not? Well, what would the member of the public think? Do they think you suddenly switch off as a councillor when you post that? Say it was in private capacity. So there's that grey area which we need to respond to, really. But at the moment, the code just applies when you're acting in your official capacity. And along with the recommendations of central government, there were a number of recommendations directly to local government, one of which was being led by the LGA, which was to try and make codes of conduct more consistent across the country. But the law requires each individual local authority to adopt its own code of conduct. So there's lots of different wording and versions across the country. So we thought it would be useful for a national code with the same wording to be produced, which would allow national guidance to be delivered, national interpretation, potentially national case law as to when something is deemed a high threshold of seriousness across the country or not. All seems like a good idea, particularly the thought because a number of members are dual or triple hatted because they're county as well as district and even parish councillors. If they have to abide by three separate codes, it may be confusing not only for them but for the public. So that was the thought behind that, and then the LGA moved forward with consulting on a draft code which this standards committee considered and responded to the consultation in July last year. Now, we were generally positive as a response last year. The final code was actually approved by the LGA in December 2020. The only difference between that code and what was consulted on is generally that the draft code referred to civility amongst members, a duty for you to be civil to others, whereas it was thought, following representations, that they should maintain the terminology of respect, because that had been widely used previously and was well known. Personally, very semantics to me. I think it's how you interpret it locally.
What you understand by the word, yourself, individually. So.
Yes, yeah. It's just about making it clear what that standard is, I think, to members and to the public. So as long as we can do that, I wasn't too concerned about the terminology. So, again, they've kept it as respect, and they've also realised that they can't widen the code at the moment to acts by councillors in any public scenario. They have to accept that you can apply the code to when you're acting in your official capacity. So,
okay.
So that's the. So we responded to the consultation. What I was waiting for before I brought it back to the Standards Committee was that the LGA was meant to publish some guidance to back up and support the code. Particularly obligations such as respect, for example, may have further guidance to aid your interpretation. Declaration of interests, further guidance to aid your interpretation. Social media is a big one that they will be looking to introduce more guidance on. I was waiting to see a bit more of that I could bring before you to consider whether we should remove our old code and adopt a new one.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't really been that forthcoming, but what has happened is that I'm aware that the County Council has now adopted the national code. So there is merit to us being consistent with the County Council now. Many of our members, both in the public, will want to see some consistency for members operating across the area. So the County Council adopted it, or recommended than it was. It went to council in March of this year.
So they adopted it fairly quickly.
Yes.
After the code was rewritten.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they thought it has merit to adopt the new code. So that's the background to where we are now. Now, options for the Sands Committee now, we need to make recommendations to council. One of the options would be to maintain our existing code. Now, there's not much difference between our existing code and national code, I've got to say, as far as the obligations go. What is beneficial to the new code view is that the terminology is consistent with what the councils are now seeking to adopt, and also there's more explanatory text in the new code you'll probably have seen, and that will only grow, I think, as the LGA produce more guidance. So that's a benefit to replacing our local code. So you could choose to adopt the new code and replace the local, keep the local code, adopt the new code but with local variations if you felt it didn't contain things that were necessary for us, or what some councils have done is defer your recommendation until you hear what the central government response is, and I couldn't tell you when that would be. So my recommendation is, because the council has now adopted it, because the guidance national situation will only grow as far as the consistency of the national code, my recommendation would be that we move to adopt the national code. So that's a summary.
The only question I have, I think you've answered it, just ask anyway, out of ignorance. Could we adopt the national one with a variation? Do we have to adopt it word for word, or have we got a...
No, it's completely up to this council what code it adopts, as long as it follows the known principles. That's the only requirement in background, as long as it has requirements of declaration of interests and follows the known principles. That's the only guide. That's why there's completely different wording across the country at the moment.
It would make sense as everybody for exactly the same, wouldn't it? So it would work for words.
If you were happy with the national, if you weren't happy with some aspects, you'd see why you want some local variation. I mean, I can list the things we've got in our local code at the moment that aren't contained in the national code, if you want. The only thing I would say is, the more we vary, the less we're consistent with what. And we can always add on to later on if we want. But if you want to list the few ones that we do, the differences. So, Stafford Borough Council obligations that aren't included in the LGA code. We have an obligation that you should not conduct yourself in a manner which is contrary to the council's duties to promote and maintain high standards of conduct of members. Sort of catch-all, but I think you're caught by the respect and other obligations in the national code anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It clarifies that you don't have to declare an interest if you participate in voting for housing, sick pay, member allowances or indemnity, i.e. matters that would affect every member, so that's coming in law anyway. It clarifies that where a scrutiny committee is debating an executive decision, then executive members should be allowed to attend the scrutiny.
Mm-hmm.
But we have that as a practice anyway. And it also has an excerpt on predetermination and bias, i.e. you should not predetermine or bias, but I think that's caught by other measures as well, in my personal opinion.
Yeah.
But that's what's in our code at the moment, it isn't in the national.
Yeah, and specifically, I mean, more importantly, on the planning.
Yes,
predetermination.
Yes, that's all. Of course, our judicial bodies have licensed and all.
Okay, Peter, any other?
No, that's fine, I've just had one.
Right.
Thank you. Having looked through them, the whole thing seems pretty clear to me. They have used English in a clear and limited manner, so that's fine. I'm also quite shaken by the fact that the LGA will be reviewing it on an basis, and that could be quite helpful for us as well. I just wonder whether we would be able to feed into that review on an annual basis in case we find something, a glitch somewhere, which needs to be addressed.
Yes, of course. They've not clarified what that will consist of, but as a important stakeholder, I would assume that we will be part of that consultation.
But it's good that there is an annual review, and you know, other people may find glitches, or the LGA might find glitches that we haven't seen. And that would help us as well. I think the most important thing is actually having it the same thing, depending on whichever tier of local government you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise people can get confused, and also can use it as an excuse. And say, well, the whole thing was so difficult, you know, everything's so different in each tier. I thought I was dealing with tier two, and you say, oh. It allows certain get-outs.
Quite agree. Carol?
Yes, I agree all with that, because that those points that Ian's raised that aren't included, well, if it's decided that we do include those, then the council bordering us won't possibly do that. And I think as Ralph has said, that if a person is in having complications with any issue, that he's been looked at, and he can refer to the next door council and say, well, it isn't part of theirs, and it does give them a lever. It does give them a lever. So there's, in my opinion, the more the same it is, the better.
Okay, so Ralph, you propose that?
I propose that, Jane.
And Carol, you second that?
Yes, I'll second.
And we all agree on that?
Mm-hmm. Am I allowed to vote on that?
You're not a voting member, but obviously
no.
You're allowed to have a say.
No, so
without regard to what you say.
Take that
right.
Out.
Right, okay, so
yeah.
Can Carol second the motion?
No, she's not a voting member.
Right, okay. So, Peter, thank you very much. So, yes, to adopt the national code as set out.
Right, so that would be a recommendation to September's council now. And obviously full council will need to resolve to adopt it based upon your recommendation.
Right, okay. And you'll put something together for me to introduce it
to
the council. Simple.
Yeah, we'll keep it simple.
Wonderful, thank you very much.
We'll have a bit more knowledge of what other local authorities have started to adopt it.
Yes, absolutely. Just as a matter before we leave this, I noticed in your correspondence to me there were a couple of councils that were holding back.
Yeah, I'm aware of. Obviously, there's no set list, so it's just a matter of going onto the web and seeing what councils have actually considered this at the moment. Chorley, Bournemouth, Christchurch. Who is that the new council?
That area.
Got BCP, I think it's Bournemouth. It's a new one, isn't it?
That's right.
The new unitary there.
It's also a powerful mind-ending group, BCP on that.
But
they
decided to defer adoption until the government responds to these committee's recommendations. I know that the County Council, Leeds, Birmingham, have decided to adopt the model code as it is. And some monitoring officers, part of the consultation, a few of them were considering whether to add local amendments, but not heard of any particular.
Okay, when you do hear any, will it be an automatic thing that you notify the committee, or will it be something that comes up at the next meeting?
Yeah, if I get updates, I think, you know, is useful for you. I think the main thing for us is consistency in our area first, because that's what the members will be most affected and the public will be most affected.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it would be useful to keep an eye on the national situation as well.
Okay, can I ask a question? That is that, obviously, this will be it's going to go to full council for final adoption. Will or do parish councils have a right to vote on this or to make comment on this?
No, we do have parish council members of this committee, but we're not voting members.
No, but what I'm saying is that I'm aware there's one particular parish council next week where this is on the agenda for discussion. But they can't actually...
No, it's up to each individual council to decide what they want to adopt. So the parish council will have to decide what they adopt themselves. The Parish Council Association did write to me a couple of months ago to say, are we intending to adopt it? So they're obviously interested in knowing what the principal councils are doing.
Okay.
I'd expect a few will follow suit once we look to adopt.
Okay. Wonderful.
The next council meeting is on Tuesday the 20th of July. Presumably it's too late, is it, to actually get it on to the next council meeting in July?
Yeah, it's a bit tight. We need to get the report published by Monday for that.
Yeah, it looks tight.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well.
Just informally, sorry, Chair, I'm going to mention, obviously, this is the first meeting of this new standards committee. And you'll have a role going forward to look at being part of improving or maintaining good standards of conduct for members across the authority. So any thoughts you have on that that you see across the council, obviously do let me know as the motion officer. One of the things that the LGA was looking to do to support the model code was start to introduce guidance. Now they have started to produce some sort of guidance, assistance, materials to members on their website. Part of that is to protect members because over the past few years there's been increased perception of ill feeling towards those in public office. So they produce materials on how you can protect yourself when acting online and in the public arena, but also some guidance on how to conduct yourself on online social media. So if you would think it's a good idea, I could send an email to all members just highlighting where this web page is, that we may want to look at some of the materials.
I think it'll be most useful. I was making a note that I thought, well, where do I go?
Yeah.
Is it the Parish Council Association?
No, it's the LGA.
It's the LGA.
But I'll,
okay.
I'll send you the link because it's not easily findable as those when you first go on there.
Wonderful. Anything else?
No, that's it for me.
Okay. Anything, Peter?
No, thank you, Chair.
Ralph?
No, thank you,
Carol? Thank you very much for your attendance.